It's been an eventful summer so far for women in male sports. The San Antonio Spurs just hired Becky Hammon as a full-time assistant coach. She is the first woman to hold that job in the NBA. And she was hired just a few weeks after the Clippers made an historic hire of their own, naming Natalie Nicasse as the first woman assistant coach in the NBA's Summer League. So is there a shift going on? Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com, and he's with us now. Mike, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Well, is there a shift? What do you make of these two hires?
I don't see why not. There's nothing to hold back except old attitudes to hold back women from coaching men. It hasn't happened in the past, but there are a lot of things that haven't happened in the past that are happening now. Now, the Clippers assistant who you mentioned, she's just a summer league assistant. During the regular season, she will be a video assistant. But Becky Hammon is a real bona fide, just like every other assistant on that bench, assistant. And when the San Antonio Spurs hired her, it sent a huge signal, because this wasn't just a stride for gender equality, if you want to call it that. This was by far the best and most admired team as run by Greg Popovich, the head coach, who I'm going to say is the most respected head coach in North American team sports, saying, I could essentially hire anyone, and she's who I want to hire. And it's notable that in the press release that the Spurs put out, didn't even mention the fact that she's a woman. She's just a brilliant basketball mind.
Well, what is her background? And it brings me to the other question, which is, what's the pipeline for coaches? What do you have to do to become a coach, and not just an assistant coach, but a head coach?
Right. So Hammond's hiring highlights some of the difficulty in that, you know, there are more men at the Division I women's basketball level head coaching teams than ever before. There are no women coaching men's teams. So it is hard to sort of get seen. And it's hard, especially to basketball teams who haven't been looking. But Hammond was there in San Antonio. She played on the WNBA team. She was a multi-year all-star, one of the best players in women's basketball. Wasn't even drafted, but just gritty and a great two-way player, and just had such a head for the game. And she would always talk to Popovich and the Spurs players, and it was just so clear, this is exactly the kind of mind you want to get into coaching. But if it weren't for her closeness to the Spurs, you know, there are only 12 WNBA teams, so not even every NBA team has, you know, a sister organization. So if not for that, I'm wondering how she would have gotten seen. So that is something that the league and coaching in general, the fraternity of coaching, needs to work on.
Do you expect the NBA to put a woman in a head coach role?
Why not? I mean, there's no better pipeline for head coaching than if you were an assistant with the Spurs. That is, you know, a position where they hire a lot of brilliant minds. Now, it's a big leap to say one has been hired, therefore a head coach should happen sometime soon. But, you know, everyone says that someone like Pat Summitt at the University of Tennessee could have been a great men's NBA coach. Well, that's only because she spent, you know, 30 years on the women's level burnishing her credentials. Let's see someone give a job to someone without the resume of Pat Summitt.
Right. Well, one more thing I want to ask you about is 13-year-old Monet Davis, who is the star pitcher and only girl on her little league team, the Taney Dragons from Philadelphia. What do we know about her?
She brings the heat, man. She pitches 70, and since the mound's closer, these male hitters can't catch up to her. Girls have been allowed to play in Little League World Series and Little League in general since 1974, and there have been, I think, 18 girls who've played in the Little League World Series.
Yeah, she's the 18th, I think.
Yeah, she's a really good pitcher. She finds the strike zone. She has a high lead kick. You know, scouts compare it to El Duque.
Is there another place for her to go, though, after Little League?
You know, baseball, it's girls are dissuaded from playing baseball for some reason. I mean, we know the reasons. Sexism is one of them. Softball's the girl sport and baseball's the boy sport. No reason that it has to be, but that's the tradition. So actually what she says she wants to do is play basketball, and she's really tall and maybe one day be in the WNBA. And who knows, coaching the San Antonio Spurs in 30 years, let's say.
Follow the Michael Jordan example of going from, basketball to baseball. She'll
go
the opposite direction.
She's good at baseball.
Okay. Here now, sports analyst Mike Pesca, who hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.